Hey, everybody. Welcome to Learning from Smart People. I am your host, Rob Oliver, and this is episode one. I'm very excited to give you kind of an introduction today to the show. This is not the usual format. Usually it's going to be an interview style show, but today it's just me, and I wanted to give you a little bit of an overview of what you can expect from the show, who I am, and kind of where the whole show is going. Let me give you an introduction to what I am all about. I am first and foremost a dad. My apologies for that, because I am the king of dad jokes. And of course, I think every dad probably has his own throne of dad jokes to sit on. My kids will tell you that I am high and lofty on that dad joke throne. However, whether or not my dad jokes are funny, that's completely up for debate. Additionally, I am an entrepreneur. I have a couple different businesses that I am running. The first is I am a speaker and author. The cool thing about the speaking business is I was recognized twice as the best of motivational speaker here in the Pittsburgh market. That was a pretty high honor. I have four books that I have written. I've actually three books that I've written and one that's been translated into Spanish, which was pretty cool. All four of those books have been bestsellers, which is nice. I have done some consulting work. And I mentioned the three businesses I have. I've got the speaking business, speaking and author business. I have a nonprofit that kind of stemmed out of one of my books. I wrote an anti-bullying book for kids, which was called Who Me? Yeah, You. And we started a nonprofit to help promote that anti-bullying message. And then with all of the writing that I've done, I've started my own book publishing company. I have always been a do-it-yourself person. It's something I enjoy thoroughly. I want to learn all the time. As a matter of fact, I love to learn about everything. When I was in college, I went to the Career Center and I said to them, listen, I need help. I don't know what to major in because I want to learn literally about everything. I've got a very diverse set of interests. And so they sat me down. They said, here, we're going to give you an interest inventory test, which I thought would be phenomenal. This will be great. I'm going to answer all of these questions and they will tell me this is what you're truly interested in. This is what you should major in. I took the test. They sent it out. It came back. And after a couple days, I went back to the Career Center. I sat down with the counselor and I said, hey, I can't wait to see what this says. And she opened up the folder. She pulled out the sheet of paper that had the results of my test. And she smiled at me and she shook her head and she said, I have never met anyone with as diverse a set of interests as what you have. And then she proceeded to tell me that as they looked at my answers, I was interested in everything. And I said, okay, that's exactly why I came down here. And you just backed up what I said. You haven't really given me the direction that I wanted. That being said, what I learned from that is that, yeah, I am interested in everything and I love to learn. So in addition to speaking and writing and consulting and all of the stuff that I've got going on, I am now excited to say that I'm going to add a podcast host to my resume, and that's kind of exciting, and I hope that it's something that you guys are going to learn from and enjoy. I wanted to share with you a little bit about the inspiration for this show. Where did it come from? What was my idea behind starting this? Being a lifelong learner, for the most part being self-taught, I did realize that being self-taught doesn't mean that you don't have teachers. I've learned a lot of stuff off of the internet. You go to Google and you can Google all kinds of stuff. But the fact is, Google in itself does not teach you anything because Google has very little content. What Google does is it connects you with people who have written things and you are learning from those people. So I've appreciated the fact that there are a lot of smart people out there in the world. However, just because people are smart and just because they've written about a particular topic doesn't mean that they can't also be a learner. And here's what I mean by this. If you get a group of people together everyone in that group is going to be the smartest person in the room about one particular topic. Here's the story that I like to think about with that. James Holzhauer is the third highest game show winner in American history. He was on Jeopardy. He had a 35-game win streak. He had a unique style, a unique strategy for how to approach the game. And as such, he won a boatload of money. The inclination is whatever room James Holzhauer walks into, he instantly becomes the smartest person in that room. But I will tell you, it's not actually true because James Holzhauer doesn't know everything about every topic. And I can give you this example. His wife's car battery died and he had to jump it. And in jumping his wife's car battery, he crossed the wires, caused a short. He melted the plastic on her hood, in her grill. And if you have ever successfully jumped a car, you officially have an area where you are more knowledgeable than James Holzhauer. It's that simple. So in every given situation, there is something that you know more about than other people in the room, and there is something that they know more about than you do. My take on that is this. Our knowledge base, your knowledge base, my knowledge base, has strengths and deficits. There are things that we can talk about and we can share with other people, and that feels really good, right? Being smarter than someone else and being able to tell them about what you know feels good. It's something that I've done. It's funny because when I was young, one of my friends told me, you are, no matter what you do, you are going to be a teacher. And that's something, it's an occupation that I relish. I'm not a teacher in the classic sense where I don't go to school. I don't teach people in a classroom setting. But what I do enjoy is sharing the knowledge that I have with other people. One of the things that I'm not so quick to talk about is the areas where I do have those deficits, the things that I don't know about. It's funny, I think about my kids, and my kids talk to each other and they say, hey, did you know this thing? And the immediate response from the other kid is, yeah, of course I knew that. No, it's very likely that they didn't know it, but they're not willing to let that piece of information out. And they're not willing to say, hey, no, I don't know. The long and short of that means that everyone I meet knows more about some subject than I do. It's likely that they know more about many subjects than I do. The only way I can learn from them, the only way that I can expand my knowledge base is to listen to them. That's what this show is all about. We're going to bring on people who have an expertise in certain niches, in certain areas. And my goal is to ask them questions and to listen to what they have to say. It's going to help me gain knowledge. It's going to help you gain knowledge. And altogether, the goal of this show is just what the name says. We are going to be learning from smart people. Here's how the show is going to work. My goal is for each episode to last about 30 minutes. As I already mentioned, it's going to be an interview style show. My hope is to release two shows per week, and it's going to be a casual show, and hopefully we're going to have fun. I will acknowledge that right now I am a little bit nervous, and I feel kind of too nervous to have total fun, but what I'm hoping is that as the shows progress, I'll become a little bit more confident, a little bit more comfortable with what's going on, and it's going to be something that it's going to be fun for everybody, and we'll all just have a good time. The question then is, who is this show for? And I'm going to have to say, from a totally selfish perspective, the show is for people like me. As a solopreneur, I am running almost every aspect of my own business. And anytime that I can learn from somebody how to be better at what I'm doing, I've got to take that opportunity. So what is it that I do in my business? I'm involved in the sales. I'm involved in marketing. I'm involved in brand building. I'm looking for ways to improve as a speaker. I'm looking for ways to be a better writer. I'm looking for ways to market my books better. I'm looking for ways to become a better consultant. I'm looking for ways to further my nonprofit group. And how do I get more money for that? How do I have a bigger impact with that? Anything that I can do to improve my business, anyone that can come on the show and teach me more about improving my business, that's who I want to have on. And if you're anything like me and you're involved in any of those areas, I'm hoping that it's something that you can learn from the show as well. Who are the guests going to be? Well, it's going to be anybody that I can learn from. And I'm hoping that that means it's going to be people that you can learn from as well. So the guests are going to be local business owners. I'm going to bring in national experts on given topics. I'm going to bring in my friends who have a perspective to share that we can all benefit from. And hey, you could possibly be a guest as well. If there's something that you've got that you think, I know about this, I'd love to share this, I would think that people could benefit from hearing what I have to say on a general topic, then hey, reach out by all means, go to the website, fill out the contact form, and let me know. I would love to be a guest on your show, and it's a possibility that we can work that out at some point. How do you follow the show? Of course, you can go to the website. Our website is learningfromsmartpeople.com. You can also check out, we're on social media. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. It is the show initials, LFSP Podcast. So it's at LFSP Podcast. And you can find us, as I mentioned, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. The show will be distributed as many places as I can get it out there. That would include iTunes and all of the other podcast sharing platforms that are out there. I hope that's given you kind of a flavor of what we're looking at on this show, who the show is for, who I am, and what you can look to experience and gain from listening to this podcast. The podcast is called Learning from Smart People. And as I will close every show with, when you stop learning, you stop living. Have a great day, everybody.